97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
My Cardinal jersey on this morning. I'm going to go to the day game and hang out. And
I see that.
Thank you very much.
What do you got there? What number?
This is a Pujols.
Pujols jersey. Oh, nice.
Yeah, number
good,
five.
Good.
Almost wore my Tommy Pham jersey. I had an old throwback Pham jersey since he's back in the Pham.
Well, he was.
He was.
He was here for not very long.
Yeah.
Now he's with the Royals. That made a great play yesterday. He threw out a guy at second base. The leadoff hitter tried to leg out a double, and Pham said, no.
No, I don't think so.
Threw him out.
Well, I'm glad we got rid of that problem maker.
I'm a big Tommy Pham fan. I like Tommy.
Say that five times really fast.
Tommy Pham. I like Tommy Edman, too. He had two home runs yesterday for the Dodgers. Yikes. That was in the Pham trade, actually. The three-way trade. So, yeah.
So what are you thinking?
Things didn't go well.
What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking that, at this point, you just look for opportunities for young players to gain experience. That's why they called up Thomas Sagacy, give him an opportunity. Jordan Walker's playing all the time. So you're giving players opportunities to play at the big league level, and then you have some good competition next year, and changes are coming. John Mozeliak said it himself on my show Sunday that, they had Gary LaRocque retire. He's the head of player development, 71 years old. He's had a great career. Really like Gary. What a great guy. And he's done a really nice job. But, everything sort of runs its course. And I've said to you many times that the way the Cardinals did things doesn't work anymore. So it's time to rethink everything. Mozeliak pretty much indicating to me he's not going anywhere. He's signed through 2025. So I asked him about, outside people that you could go around to other teams and see what they're doing and try to take some of their employees. And he said, that's already done. He said, I'll tell you right now, it's already done. The interviews are going to take place and it should be an interesting 3 months.
Right.
So what he's telling you is they are going to bring in new blood and they are going to change things up a little bit and try to figure out a new way of winning. And this is from the very, very top. Bill DeWitt needs to figure out how to get this franchise back on track, how to become a power again. The Cardinals used to be the envy of Major League Baseball. Everybody wanted to be the Cardinals. Great farm system. They are an attractive organization where occasionally they'll bring in a free agent. That free agent flourishes. And those things are not happening right now. So they've got to figure out a way. But it all starts with drafting and developing players, without a doubt. The Cardinals cannot afford to fail in that area. They have to be able to draft good players, and they have a really, really good player they just drafted in J.J. Weatherholt. They have to figure out a pathway to success for him. Do not allow him to miss an opportunity and get the most out of him and any player that you bring in. Draft, develop, and then once those positions are filled, you find out which ones you've missed, and then you go spend on the free agent. And you have yourself a franchise, and you go win. And the Cardinals, one thing they will always have on their side, and I know it doesn't feel like it right now because of empty seats, but they do have a massive fan base.
I agree.
And when the Cardinals do well, and they show this fan base, and they communicate with this fan base that they are on the path to success, that fan base will be right back in those seats and will give them the lift that they need.
And I think part of the frustration is, and I'm a bourbon fan. I don't know if I've mentioned that to you or not.
I don't think so.
The thing, as am I.
Yes.
We're learning today.
But the thing about bourbon is that it takes a while. And what you're describing takes a while. And the frustrating thing is, why weren't they doing that 5 or 6 years ago? And now we'd have a nice, fine-aged 6 or 7 year old bourbon we're dealing with, instead of having to talk about starting over again.
It's an interesting question.
Frustrating that they haven't realized that.
Well, they're not starting over again because that would be disastrous. They could not do that. That's the whole point. What they tried to do was stay competitive and draft and develop at the same time, and the way they were doing that was not working. They still have to do that.
Yeah.
The Cardinals can't tank. They won't tank. Tanking meaning just like what the Cubs did back in 2012, 2013, and then went on to win the World Series, but they were horrible for a few years. I mean, losing 100 games. There's no chance the Cardinals do that. They won't. You'll see just what you're seeing now. You'll see like two people there. So they have to figure out a way to stay competitive. They have good enough players to do that, but at the same time, draft and develop great talent. They have money. They've got a lot of money. And go sign, be smart about it, sign free agents, and let's get this thing moving. I think what they did last year, they hoped that, and they miscalculated this, or it just didn't come through. They thought, here's how we fix this. We're going to go get three starting pitchers. We are going to give ourselves the best chance to win every day because our offense is awesome. The offense was good last year. It was pressing a little bit because the pitching wasn't good.
Right.
And then that completely backfired. The Cardinals' offense was bad this year and did not come through like they thought. And so it turned out to be a messy year. They're a game over 500. They're fighting just to not have a losing season.
I mean, what would starting over look like to you when you say that? What do you think that would look like?
Like selling off all your players and just starting and playing.
Completely rebuilding. Playing
stuff. Yeah, they're not doing that.
No, they're not doing that.
I mean, they can't do that.
Because I don't know how many like of these players you would replace before you would consider that starting over.
Yeah, a team that could only win, 60 games. That's starting over. That's not happening.
No.
They're going to make sure that they're in contention because they can. They can win this division, but they've got to have the right mix of players, and they have to be able to find a way to create offense. I mean, the Cardinals bullpen was great this year. Great. Like one of the best in all of baseball. Ryan Helsley might be the best closer in baseball right now. It's a missed opportunity. That was a really good bullpen. And by the way, really good management of the bullpen by Ollie Marmol.
True. Yeah, I know we don't have a lot of time left here, but I heard an interesting stat this morning that the opening day at viewership for the NFL was the highest it's ever been this year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm one of those people that strayed away a couple of years ago, not only over the political controversies, but then we lost the Rams. We didn't really have a hometown team, and I was just satisfied to not watch much anymore. But clearly, that's not how a lot of people feel, because it's still as popular as ever.
Yeah, it's good product. Yeah. It is. It's a good product. I have it on. I don't sit there and watch every single game, and I don't watch games all four quarters either. I just sort of have it on while I'm doing things around the house.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's comfortable. It's Sunday and NFL's on. I'm not opposed to it. I'm over the Rams thing. I don't trust the NFL hierarchy.
Right.
I like the players, and they're amazing at what they do. So it doesn't bother me. I do miss the whole, like, going to training camp and covering the NFL. Yeah. Like, I used to know every single thing that was going on, and I was monitoring the injuries, and I was obsessed with it as a reporter. Now it's just for my fantasy team.
Yeah.
I just look and see which player's doing well, who should I pick up, and then I go, play with the kids.
We're going to talk about this later this morning, but this sports betting thing is obviously on the ballot this time, and they're already starting to run ads locally promoting
it.
That shouldn't be long.
Actually, you know what? That's really the real reason why it is the number one sport by far is the gambling plays a huge role in that.
Right.
And fantasy football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree. Tommy, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate it.
Always good to see you.
Absolutely.
See you, Tom.
Good to see you. We appreciate that.